This recording, South Korea 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kamagit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma gets a cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a small private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Oh, my hometown is South Korea, and my hometown is the capital of South Korea. It's quite a big city. Yeah, it's very modernized. It's a very modern city, so it's very convenient to get something and hang out with friends and 24 hours open everywhere, so it is really convenient. I normally eat the Western food in Korea. I really like pizza, pasta, and yeah, lasagna or something like that. Yeah, but when I got here, I little bit miss the Korean food. My favorite color is red, yes. Because when I was young, I really liked black and white, especially black, because when I wore the black clothes, it looks more slim. It looks slimmer. But these days, especially when I got here, the weather is really nice, especially in here. So I really like very bright color like that red.